Think now about some of the most potent cultural images we have of cars, cool cars. There's usually a young man behind the wheel, from Ron Howard cruising in American Graffiti. There were cousins Bo and Luke from the Dukes of Hazzard sliding over the hood of the General Lee, James Dean behind the wheel of his Porsche. Well, these days, some of the coolest things about cars are not there to dazzle the young. They're actually there to accommodate the aging. Today's business bottom line has baby boomers behind the wheel. There are 10,000 baby boomers turning 65 every day. And as NPR's Sonari Glinton reports, car makers see a market.
I will absolutely, positively not tell any old people driving jokes in this story. I'll let Jerry Seinfeld do that.
They drive so slowly, and I would think the less time you have in life, the faster you would want to go. You know, I think old people should be allowed to drive their age. If you're 80, do 80. If you're 100, go 100. And they can't see where they're going anyway. Let them have a little fun out there.
Okay, that's funny and all.
But in reality, what we know is that older drivers are actually among the safest drivers on the roads.
Sharon Berlin is with AAA, the Motor Club. The research shows older drivers are more likely to wear seatbelts, they're less likely to drink and drive, and yes, they drive slower, which is much safer.
Driving is a function of ability. It's not necessarily a function of age. With age comes certain conditions that become more common, and those conditions can make driving a little bit more difficult.
It's those conditions that car makers are trying to design around to make it easier to drive and more comfortable. One of the simplest new features is push-button ignition. Again, Sharon Berlin.
It really can benefit everybody. If you have any kind of arthritic joints in your hands, the fine motor skills needed to grasp the key and turn it can really elicit a lot of pain. So the push-button ignition simplifies that.
It's not just push-button ignition. There are a whole bevy of features that are making driving easier for adults.
It might be hard to believe that the new Focus can virtually park itself till you actually see it. Park itself.
As you watch for vehicles beside you, so does your Infiniti, helping you to complete safe lane changes.
The standard rearview camera is a big help, especially when you're in a tight space.
All those features can be a giant help for drivers who are physically limited. Lane Assist helps if you, say, have trouble turning your head or if you have poor peripheral vision. Wider doors can help you get in and out of vehicles. Lisa Molnar is with the University of Michigan's Transportation Research Institute. She says many of these new features are specifically for older drivers, but they're also just good universal design.
To a great extent, a lot of the things that we can do to make things easier for older adults will actually make things easier for the larger population. And so it's a win-win situation when that works.
Molnar says what's good for older drivers is not always good for younger drivers. She says in an ideal world, there would be different vehicles for older drivers. But she says
it doesn't probably make sense to design a vehicle that we call an older driver vehicle and market it in that way.
I know it isn't because my mother ain't driving no older.
Exactly, exactly. And that's clearly what the consumer literature shows. People aren't going to buy a car that's marketed as an older driver vehicle.
Molnar says while there won't be an older car per se, drivers at least can pick features that will make driving easier. She says all the engineering, that's the easy part. The hard part is making the transition from driving to not driving.
There are often ways that people can continue to drive, albeit under more limited circumstances, but without having to give up the keys altogether.
Both experts say we all need to make plans for when we won't be able to drive. They say we plan for retirement. We should plan to stop driving in the same way. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.